Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Chase the Dream, Pammy, and Ian Silverback Butler in the house. And this is not the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever you want to call it, 100 shot. This is the First Shot Podcast. Ian Butler, what's up, my man? Tell me. Tell me. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I have a little rasp in my voice because I've been running around the last 4 days in Vegas. At Rocky Mountain Nationals, and while I was at Rocky Mountain, you wasn't in Vegas. You was in Canada.
I was in Canada, hustling, grinding. Actually, yeah. I don't know if I could say hustling or grinding, but UFC 289 in Canada.
Yeah, baby.
Dan Ige, Dan 50K Ige.
50K.
See him come out on top. While we're up there, you know, great experience for me. As a really a young MMA coach, right? I've been in wrestling a long time, but a young MMA coach who's learning the sport of MMA, it's a whole new puzzle. And so, man, I was so grateful to be up there and just be around different coaches and pick their minds and pick their brains about what they're doing and how they're coaching their athletes, what they're teaching, how they're blending their styles together with what they're doing, right? Because, you know, as a MMA fighter, you know that being able to blend striking and wrestling and Muay Thai and jujitsu and then understanding strategy and tactics and refereeing and scoring, all those kind of things, is a whole different game. So it's really a hands-on experience, but had a great time, man. Great crowd in Canada. At the Rogers Arena there, they had, you know, 20,000 people, I think, almost sold out. So, but good to get back home to Las Vegas and back to work. We're about a month out from Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah, baby. We got about 21 kids from Gold Rush, about ready to go, and about 50 for Team Nevada. So we will be looking to go out there and get some hardware.
Is that a record number for Nevada so far? For as you've been there so far?
It's up there. I don't think it's the most yet. I think one year they had up near 60. But we're not too far off from jumping those numbers.
Yeah, dude. I'll be at Fargo too, baby. Unique situation. I have to actually leave early because I'm fighting July 22nd for some versus for combat jiu-jitsu. So I'm not staying for the Greco. So, yeah. You have to stay for the Greco, bro. Sorry. Hey,
bro, you know what? I'm okay with it. Get some 10 days in Fargo.
Dude, I actually think this is the first time we're actually going to be at a tournament together in how long?
Since Fargo last year, bro.
Since Fargo last year?
You don't even care about me anymore. Don't even care about me. So, Golden Knights,
yeah,
State champions. Let's go.
Yep. Damn, dude, Las Vegas is killing it. You had what was that WNBA team? The Aces
last year.
Aces.
The Golden Knights this year.
Yeah.
And then Gold Rush Wrestling next year. I don't know for what, but I'm just saying Gold Rush Wrestling.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then after Fargo, we're busy. After Fargo, let's see. So versus July 22nd, Silverback is hosting their first ever tournament. The Silverback Open is going to be July 29th in Aliso Viejo. So if you want a little vacation by the beach and want to come wrestle, July 29th, hit me up. DM me. Come through.
I got to put that. Hey. If you do a shared Instagram post on Silverback tomorrow, I'll make sure that gets up on the Gold Rush one, and you know I'll look to support you. I won't be there. I'm just coming back from Fargo, and
yeah.
Cody has the fight in August 19th in Boston. So I'll be kind of gearing up for that, and but let's jump in, man. Let's jump in. Get after it. Talk some shop. Chop it up. You know what I mean? So, topic for today. Why? Question is why? There's a great book out there called Start With Why, written by an author called Simon Sinek. Incredible book. I highly, highly encourage every high school kid, every college kid, even every adult to go ahead and read through this book. And really, for me personally, stepping back and trying to do this consistently each day is difficult. It takes intentionality. I'm not going to say I hit every day, but most every day, I come back to my why, my purpose, why I'm doing what I'm doing. Why am I coaching wrestling? Why am I running a business? Why am I mentoring hundreds of kids, right? Why am I doing jujitsu? I go back to my why in the things that I do, and especially in the things that I'm passionate about, right? And so I talked to the kids this week, our high school kids, about coming into practice. And I'm sure you can attest to this. Before I talk about it, though, when you come into practice each day, right, what is your mentality? What are you thinking about? What are you dwelling on? What are you doing in preparation for practice that day?
You want to talk about practice?
Practice. Talk about practice.
Practice. I'm about to say, I'm about to say this. Practice is everything. Like, we ain't talking about the tournament. we ain't talking about like getting your hand raised and everything. Practice is everything. And then me being an older athlete, the key thing is to learn. That's it, bro. I kind of changed my mental focus a lot. I have like a new little head coach and named Eddie Bravo, and he's just like, bro, we're just here to just learn, to experiment things, and to just get better. I'm trying to put more tools in my tool belt at practice, right? I'm not trying to win practice. I'm trying to learn practice, right? I'm not afraid to make mistakes. Check the ego out the door. I don't care in jiu-jitsu if I get tapped. I don't care if I get taken down. I'm just trying to learn things, put more tool in my toolbox, and practice is everything, so I can have a lot of tools when I go out there and compete on the big stage. That's what practice is all about for me. That's my mindset of practice right now.
I muted it just in case. I'm coming to you from Casa de Pammy. So the waterfall's on in the background. So I'm hoping it's not drowning out all the noise and the conversations that we're having, right?
Not even here.
How intentional are you during the day? You're getting ready for practice. It's 4 or 5, 6 hours away. You know, then you're, 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. Are you doing anything intentionally on the front end as you're getting ready for a practice?
Yes. What I'm doing is just getting my mindset ready, man. And then making sure I'm eating good food before, bro. And I'm not eating freaking fried chicken sandwiches or like anything bad, especially if I have something coming up, right? I'm eating clean, making sure I'm hydrated. I'm showing up to practice early with my foam roller so I can roll out and making sure no injuries are going to happen during practice as well. I mean, anything can happen, but I'm trying to do everything on a preventative standpoint before I get into practice as well, right? And then make sure you just like, and I also want to make sure that when I show up to practice, I'm actually, people go to practice, but they're not actually there at practice, which means like they're not locked in, right? People just go to practice and just wing it. I just want to make sure that I'm locked in, mentally focused for the day, making sure I'm learning everything. And then when you do that, like, it's just like, you've been at practice before when you're going over a move 1,000 times, but somebody says something different and it just clicks for you, right? You just got to make sure you're just locked in so you can just get everything.
So you're telling me that you're intentional.
I'm intentional.
It's not a passive thing, but an intentional preparation each day.
Intentional preparation each day to learn something new at practice.
You and I have talked about this before, as practice being a data, information, gathering. Yep. Information, what's working, what's not. So I kind of bring this, you know, I kind of bring this back around with conversation happened with our high school kids. My high school kids is the importance of every day when you come into practice, know your why and have a purpose. Don't come into practice and be passive about what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve. Greatness and success is not ever a passive endeavor. It's not something that you are just passively chasing after something. You can't passively chase after something. I guess you can, but you're only going to get so far. But those who learn to be intentional and have a why and have a purpose when they come into the practice room, those are the ones that are going to be able to find the ability to dig deep when moments get hard. They're going to be the ones that are able to refocus when maybe other people are not focusing, right? They're the ones that, hey, we had fun. We warmed up playing a game, but now it's time to turn it over and flip that switch into, I need to take someone's head off today, right? Yep. So the intentionality of the why, right? I think, and this could be like, this can be drawn out in so many different ways. So in that book, Start With Why, Simon Sinek talks about the why as part of not just as people, but as businesses, as teams, as corporations, whatever it might be. Those are so important because those are the things that people should make their decisions on, right? Those are the values. Those are the things that when people look at, you know, they look at a team they want to be a part of, or a school they want to go to, or a club they want to be a part of. They're looking at the mission. They're looking at the values. They're looking at those things that really encompass that company or that team's why, right? And so I bring that back to the kids and saying it's so important that they know their why in doing this sport. They have values and a purpose in doing this sport because that also helps them make decisions when the time comes, right? When they're deciding on colleges, when they're deciding on workplaces. You know, I had some kids that tell me, one kid yesterday and just said, hey, I wanted to prove to myself, because I asked them, why wrestling? One of them said, you know, I want to prove to myself that I can do this sport that's extremely difficult. I had another kid that talked about, you know, they want the sport as a way to get to college and get a scholarship and get their academics and get schooling paid for. I had another kid who said the camaraderie and the team aspect, right? So it's so interesting to hear all these different whys of why kids are in wrestling, you know, why they're doing what they're doing, but getting them to think about it and think about their purpose when they step into the wrestling room or the classroom even, right? So I'm going off on a tangent here about starting, you know, about having a why, having a purpose.
No, it's a good tenet though. Like it's very important. It's very important for everything you just said, right? Like what is why comes with a purpose, right? Right. So like, I think it's really important, right? You know, for me coming from humble beginnings, like my why is just like, I love wrestling, but if your goal is to make it out and to get an education, RBY is one of them too, dude. He came from humble beginnings too. And when he goes to Penn State, he's like living the life, bro. Like, you know, he got like a full ride. He has housing, he has food and everything. Like that could literally just change his life and set him up for the better. So like, it's, I think it's very important. Everybody's why is going to be different, you know, stuff like that. But I think everybody's why is different, but I think everybody's goal is to be a champion is almost the same, you know? So yeah, I think it's really important what you just said.
Yep. 100%, right? And you said your why, you know, your why getting in wrestling, coming from humble beginnings, you wanted to make it out. You know, my why thinking back on wrestling is I value hard work. I love hard work. And I love the thing I love about work the most is setting something in front and in front of me and committing to whatever that is 1,000%, right? And conquering it, right? And any endeavor, anything that you're trying to do starts with hard work, right? Yep. No great thing was achieved. Just like, again, like someone just capacity sitting back. And hard work kind of takes form differently, right? Hard work doesn't mean you have to be out like talking to 1,000 people or just driving around doing stuff. Hard work can manifest itself in different ways, right? I was just in North Dakota a couple of weeks ago and seeding there. I don't know all this stuff, but there's seeding right now. And they just finished up about a week or two ago, but this guy works from seven in the morning and gets home at 10, 11 o'clock at night, goes to bed, rinse and repeat, and does this for however many, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks until the fields are seeded. Right. Like that's a form of hard work, right? Another form of hard work is, hey, you're trying to build a social media following, right? Like that still takes work, you know, takes commitment, you know. But in sports as well, there's training smarter, but training smarter still requires hard work, right?
Yep.
Training smarter doesn't mean, yeah, maybe you're not practicing 7 times a day, but are you spending time in film? Are you spending any time visualizing? Are you spending any time making your diet better? Are you spending time making your weight training better, getting your cardio better, getting your wrestling better? There's so many different things and so many facets to the phrase, you know, work smarter and not harder. You know, doesn't mean it's easier. Just, hey, smarter is not always nose to the grind. Sometimes it is nose to the grind. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, dude. I totally agree. When did you finally think about smarter? Like, I always thought like working smarter was taking it easy, right? But when did you finally start correlating that, like, oh man, like maybe you don't have to lift heavy, maybe you just do a band workout today, right? Because like you're really beat up, right? Or maybe like, yo, if you can't run, your knees sore, you better get on that assault bike and do your sprints instead of sprinting up the hill. Why don't you do the assault bike and sprint here because it's less wear and tear, right?
Right.
Like when you start correlating that, when you start getting that?
You know, for me as an athlete, it was always kind of hard, difficult, because the perfectionist in me wanted to be great at everything.
Right.
But I would say as an athlete, I really struggled with the harder, not smart. I always felt like I had to be, because when I was younger, right, and you know this as an athlete, as you start to get older, when I was younger, yeah, it was fine. I could lift in the morning, practice hard, get an extra drill in, and go for a run. Like I could get 3 or 4 workouts a day and be recovered and just fine. As I got older, though, and got on the international level, it was different. And I have said this before. Personally, I had a tough time making the flip over to the international side, where I just kind of realized, like, you can't go hard all year long, 12 months a year. You can't just grind all year long. You know, you got to give your mind breaks and downtime. And yeah, you're still training and working, you know, you're working, but pedal to the metal all year long? No, you know. And so I would say, as an athlete, I knew it, but it didn't really sink in.
Yeah.
Right. It took a while to sink in. I'd say later on in my career, I understood it better. And I kind of slowly figured out how to apply that phrase, smarter, not harder, and really, like, really apply it. Not just know it, hear it, because we all hear it. Wrestling coaches love to say, we're going to work smarter, not harder. You know, what does it really mean? And then now me as a coach, you know, seeing it from the outside at different levels, all the way from our like 3-year-old kids that are in our gym, all the way up through our high school and then up to the, you know, MMA guys, is there's so many facets that you've got to be able to manage and be good at. You know, in wrestling, sometimes wrestling is still pretty ancient in what it does. I think we are evolving.
For sure.
We are evolving as a sport, where we are learning to be smarter and use science and different things like that, to help our recovery, help our training. So, long way to answer your question, but later in my career, I learned it. I always knew it, but I really learned it later on.
Yep. Yep. I think it's really important to really put that into play. I'm probably still learning that now, right? Like, yo, especially being older as an athlete, right? Like, a little bit smarter. Like, it just, yo, maybe you can't run those 3 miles, but you can get on the assault bike, though. You can get on the rower, though, right? Like, more than anything. And then I think also, too, my another why, right? Because you want to go on the subject of why. When did you, I think also, too, another big part of my why of why I do it is because it's a very important thing. I love having fun with it, bro. I think the burnout effect is true and it happens, but I'm probably having more love learning and growing right now more than anything in my life right now. Right. So I believe like there's probably a point in your life when you're just like, dude, I just love this. Right. And stuff like that. And I think sometimes in the process, the love out of it sometimes come out of it because there's a lot of pressure of like, we got to win this, we got to do this, right? But I think also the gratitude of, I probably learned it more. Like I said, there's more stuff I learned now than anything of just like coming back from a torn ACL and just being gratitude that I can just go out there and compete, right? Then you just remember just like, you just love this, right? And I think the why, another why am I is like, oh, at one point in my life was to make it out, but now I made it, right? And I think another why I do it is just, I just love it, right? And I think if you love it, the process is a little bit more easy. Just falling in love with the process.
Yeah. And personal, for me, personal growth. It's something I've always valued. I remember a quote that I put years ago in college is kind of paraphrasing it how I said it, right? But I talked about my passion to see people grow. Right. And growth, seeing people grow starts with you growing first. Right. You got to do that. And, but I value personal growth and the things that I do. Some, the things that I choose to do, it's not just something that I'm doing to get a paycheck or make money. Those are really hard to like, it's really hard for me to just do something without seeing value in it and helping me grow so that I can help others grow. That's kind of the lens I look at any choices that I make or even any difficult situations that I might face is how am I going to grow through this, right? What's kind of the next evolution of my growth, the next step of my growth? If there's one thing I really learned from my, you know, and I learned this from my mom, man, it's like, man, my mom was a hard worker, never took no for an answer, you know, and she would work herself to the bone kind of thing, right? She would work herself like to the bone. But I know that for her, like sometimes the thing she, even though she worked hard because she loved helping people, right? She loved doing taxes because she loved helping people. She loved doing real estate. So, you know, for my life, like I love personal growth, man. And that's a why in the things that I do. Why am I a coach? But sometimes it is hard, dude. Sometimes it is difficult, like the wins and the losses and the tournaments, and it is hard to stay focused on the process, but I love seeing athletes, especially young kids. High school has always been a favorite age of mine because they're young, they're impressionable, but they're also learning to think for themselves, you know? And so get the opportunity to work with high school, you know, it kind of helps set them on a path forward for what they're instilling values before they kind of get on this path that they're set on. Right. So it's a huge part of why it's probably one of the biggest parts of why I do what I do, coaching, wrestling, leading, mentoring, running a business, all of it. It's because there's personal growth for me, but I know that, and I always pray and hope that personal growth turns into helping others grow and achieve their goals and achieve their dreams, right?
For sure. For sure, dude. You can't help yourself, you can't help others, right? I think that's a powerful quote. Personal growth is freaking huge, man. I believe that. I'm probably understanding that more now than anything. Dude, it's so huge. It's so huge, man. How is your personal growth? Because you're going through changes in your life right now too, right? So how's your personal growth going over to MMA and coaching MMA? Because that's a new parameter. So you have to probably learn new things. I think one of the most important thing that I was really impressed on when I came out to visit, right? And I was fighting Andy Varela for the title. And you're like, Ian, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Right. And you're still asking questions, and you're still asking, even when I had my coach Alex come out, was just like, hey, can I see that one more time? Can I see this? I think your personal growth is now coming from like being an MMA coach now, because it's a new parameter, right?
Yep. Yeah, dude. It's a like I said, when I went to Canada, dude, I probably asked 100 questions or more to different coaches.
Yes. Different
people, because again, I can't walk into a MMA practice, even a MMA wrestling practice, and treat it straight up like a wrestling practice, like I run a high school practice. No way. And to kind of answer that, right, or kind of, you know, on that is, I'm not just, when I go to wrestling tournaments, guess what? I'm not just coaching. I'm finding other coaches at tournaments and asking them, hey, what are you doing for your club? How are you managing this? How are you coaching your kids? How are you getting your youth kids to understand this? How are you working with your high school kids? How are you delegating? It's just, for me, Joey McKenna said this. We had him on a Zoom call a couple years ago, back during COVID, and we had him on with all of our Gold Rush kids. And I'll never forget, one of the things he said was, be curious. And it's something that's so simple, so simple, right? But be freaking curious, man. That's one thing that I would say as an athlete, I wish I did a better job of. It's just, I was curious, but not curious enough, you know, not to where I was willing to ask questions and really change and think differently about the puzzle of freestyle and international wrestling. It's different. College wrestling is one game. It's one level, but every time you jump a new level, it's a new puzzle. It's difficult. You go from high school to college, it's different. What worked in high school does not work in college, right? Oh, now you're an All-American in college, or you're a national champ. Guess what? What worked when you were climbing the hill is different than what's going to keep you on the hill. So you've got to talk with people that are on the hill to understand how to be on the hill, right? And then you go from college. Oh, now we're an international, right? Like now you're on a different level, and you got to ask questions, and you got to figure out, what is that hill like? Now you're climbing a new hill, right? To establish yourself. So be curious, right? Be curious. Ask people around you. Ask lots of questions, good questions. Sometimes I get people that just ask questions. I'm like, what are we like? What's
like, you knew the answer to that. You knew the answer to that. You knew the answer. Don't raise your hands in practice just so you get fucking a little attention. You knew the answer to that. And if you want to see it again, just say, I want to see it again.
Yeah. So,
no, dude, that was huge, man. That is big. So, yeah, man, what is your parting words for this episode?
Know your why, know your purpose. Kids, high school kids, even adults listen to this podcast, stop every once in a while, take an inventory, you know, every other week or every week or every month. What's your why? You're just going through the days, just doing what you're doing as a, you know, I'm not a parent, right? But you're just going through the motions or do you have a why and a purpose in what you're doing, right? Take value of that, because those are the things that drive you, and those are the things that help you reach deep inside to do more than you thought.
Yeah, my parting words is, once you figure out your why, it's practice. Practice, practice, practice. You want to talk about practice? Not the game, but practice. That's
yes, sir.
That's where you can figure out your curiosity to answering questions and everything. That's where everything goes down, right? Once you figure out your why, practice.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
You guys have a great week. This is the First Shot Podcast, signing out.
Peace.